I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
It's been a hell of a week.
Red, are you suggesting we pray?
Now listen here, Tabaxi.
I love a good poking stick.
Well, aren't you just a friendly black bear?
By the light of Moradin, may we be guided to do what's right.
We should adopt a baby, Kraloth.
Kraloth has two newborn babies.
Hi, boss.
Hey, Karen, how you feeling?
I feel great.
'Tis high harvest time in golden fields.
Hello all and welcome back to Dice Shame, episode 14, Field Day.
I love Dice Shame.
Me too, buddy.
This week on Dice Shame.
We're in Golden Fields, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm nervous because you never know, we could get into a fight.
You know, I think you will be fine.
Fair enough. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave us a positive review and consider supporting us on Patreon. You can find the links on our website, DiceShamePodcast.com. Are you ready, Henry?
I'm ready.
Me too.
Let's do it.
Dice Shame likes to eat together when we game together.
Mm-hmm. It's not allowed during the actual game, of course. When we have a morning game, often we have some pancakes and ham.
Yes.
Carlin and I cook it up for the boys.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
I love it.
It's a good combo, eh? And I like that they're like the same shape.
Next time I'm making a sandwich.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Well, what I do is I have a piece of ham with a piece of pancake and you make a sandwich in my mouth.
Is the pancake bread or is the ham bread?
Oh,
pancakes bread.
See, yeah. I would do ham bread.
That's, really?
What?
Yeah.
Then you're like holding ham.
I was going to say, speaking of ham and pancakes, we're about to have a feast here in Goldenfield.
Delish.
Ogre Mound.
As the three of you are enjoying your meal and Miros is kind of pulling himself together behind the bar and reintroducing himself to Rilix, who is his, you know, his pet, giving her scritches behind the ear and such, a woman enters. She comes from the stairs that lead up to the rooms and she's walking behind a book that is floating ahead of her. She looks over the top of this book at the three of you and she says,
"Oh, it's, we've got company. I suppose for the holiday. Hello."
Jack, you are heading to the Harvest Home Abbey with Z. What do you say? Z's a little bit awkward.
Jack's a little awkward too, I think. You know,
good. Good match.
Z, I hope it doesn't come off a little cowardly. They had some bad news to give to Miros. I don't know if you're friends of his. I'm sure he could use some help. There was some giant attack where his parents lived, and it's just.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I couldn't be there. It's been too much. It's been a hell of a week, and I just needed the walk, I think.
No, I mean that makes sense. I'm not particularly close with Miros, or I mean really anyone here in the town.
Oh no, have you not been here long?
Yeah, I have. I hold very fervent viewpoints and sometimes it makes me a little bit unpopular.
Jack doesn't know anything about that.
I understand completely. It's tough sometimes when you think you really understand the way things work and nobody else seems to have the same knowledge base or the same touchstones, so you got to explain some really simple things to them.
I feel like sometimes I'm the only one who sees what's truly going on.
Oh my God, yes. And like even the people who are in charge and who like think they know better or more, like even to get them to understand something that seems so obvious sometimes, it's oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh! And she runs over and squashes a grasshopper.
I'll admit, archaeology is one of my passions, and I, when we found these salt and pepper shakers in this cave, I am way more excited about them than I think anybody gives me credit for.
No, they look cool.
It's not just that they're cool. These are over 100 years old, and they were made by Claire Saffitz, the silversmith from Golden Fields. I really hope I can find someone who can. Is this the temple here?
Yeah. Sorry. I hope you find someone who cares about those.
Me too.
As much as you do.
Thanks, C.
So we stand in front of Harvest Home Abbey. It is a huge stone building. There are statues of Shantae at every corner, her arms lifted to the sky as if to summon rain. There are stained glass windows decorated with images of wheat, fruit, and vegetables that light the pillared arcades within, which is a really beautiful way of saying it's a cool building. We go inside and we are immediately confronted by a black bear.
Whoa.
Darlo, down.
Oh.
Hey.
Don't worry, Jack. These are very tame animals. Oh, are you carrying any food?
No, actually. So I'm so sorry, Darlo. Is Darlo behaving like a regular bear should?
I mean... Most black bears aren't this chill.
Yeah.
He's a little rotund as well. Uh-huh. Z moves around towards his back end and gives him a bum scratch.
Well, aren't you just a friendly black bear, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
A few months ago, Darlo and Tilby, his mate, I don't know where she is. They wandered in to Goldenfield somehow. I can't fathom how they made it in, but we've been keeping them.
My friend Red would love
to see them? Do they wander around ever, or just around the temple here?
They're most comfortable around the abbey, but they go as they please. The citizens of Golden Fields treat them like mascots.
Well, Darlo, if you ever end up around Nerthfuro's End, there is a tabaxi who would love to meet you. And I'll sort of give a tentative pat on the back of this. Yeah, and let's find the abbot.
He's standing near the front of the abbey. He's going through some papers, and he looks up as the two of us approach. Z makes a very sincere and solemn bow. Abbot Ellerdon, this is Jack. I'm sorry, Jack, I didn't catch your last name.
I mostly go by Jack Page.
This is Jack Page, a visitor to Golden Fields. Jack, if you'll excuse me, I have some duties. I have a job to do. It's poop.
Z, I really appreciate this walk and chat. I hope we get to spend a little more time together. This was lovely.
It's really nice to meet you. And she goes in for like a weird hug and like grabs you around the middle.
Jack is just weird about it in general, but we'll then give her a good hug too. And see you at the feast later.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Great.
She scurries away.
Abbot Ellerdon.
Yes, child.
Jack's getting the sense he's the ultimate leader of Golden Fields. Is that?
He's definitely the abbot of Golden Fields.
Okay, and it's been a really weird week going around here. It sounds like, you know, a couple of weeks ago with a giant attack, you guys must be going through a lot too. And I've got something I wanted to return to Golden Fields. I think it most belongs here. So maybe we'll start with that. These two pieces, these silver salt and pepper shakers, were made by Claire Saffitz, the famous silversmith from Golden Fields. They're...
Are you a merchant?
No, sorry. I'm an archaeologist. I wanted to donate these to the temple. Really, they belong here. They belong somewhere in a place of honor. They're salt and pepper are you know the seasonings of life. They definitely. I can tell you everything I know about them. They're at least I think they're
that
pretty special.
Will do. Thank you. He takes a few steps towards you. His robes rustle against the carpeted ground, and he takes the salt and pepper shakers in his hands and examines them. Indeed, these are finely wrought. Yes. A gift, you said?
For the temple, I think if you could give them a place of honor or if
these will grace my table.
Incredible. And
I do appreciate your generosity. I'm not familiar with the work of Claire
Saffitz, a silversmith from Golden Fields from a century or so ago.
Indeed. Thank you. Okay, so you guys have interacted with Miros. You've had your meal. Jack has parted ways with Z and spoken with the abbot. What else is going on?
Well, belly's full. Time to do some shopping.
I was just about to say, yeah. I'd love to buy some studded leather armor.
Oh, yeah. Do they have any in this town?
I fucking hope so.
Miros from behind the bar is cleaning your glasses as you've finished with your meal. And he says, yes, well, there's a shop just behind the inn here. There should be some armor.
Now listen here, Tabaxi. We're going to go together. Because you're not buying some crap that's built by humans. You need to buy something that's finely furnished.
Makeover!
Finally,
all right.
Yes. And I will come with you to ensure that you don't purchase just anything. Anything. Okay.
Doran.
Let's go. Take my arm.
Walking on. What about this one?
No.
Jack, as you return to the center of town, you see your friends leaving the inn and entering the shops. Would you like to go with them?
Yeah, I think he would definitely join them. There was a moment where he looks towards the inn and like eyes bed really hard and then decides to join them in the shops.
That's my big question is, are you going to try to have a little nippy nap before it's food time or what?
I think I'm going to stay up. Well.
But you like stumble on a pebble.
Yeah.
Because you're so tired that you can't see straight.
Whoa. You all right there, Jack?
I think I just need to go to bed. I'm feeling, but there's a couple of things if you keep an eye out for me. I'm looking for some incense and herbs and maybe a diamond. But,
hey,
but if you see those.
I pull out my parchment. You just write down a list and I'll get you anything you like, brother.
Yeah, keep an eye out for these. If you don't find them, it's not critical, but I need to get some sleep. If you could see if you can pick those up for me.
You got it, buddy.
In the background while you guys are talking, you see like Red like spinning slowly and Doran like dancing. It's like clearly like a montage in the background with no music and you guys are just talking in the foreground. It's like really weird to see these guys.
I love that.
It's like people walking by like looking.
And then it cuts back. We're like, what about this one, Doran?
Doran just farting every now and then.
What are you buying?
I'm going to buy some studded leather armor that Doran approves. Unless he
only
thinks,
if I approve of it.
Unless you think there's something more useful.
Well, and that's when we step into the local blacksmith.
Absolutely, please do.
Who's running the local blacksmith?
It's a dwarf. Of course it's a dwarf.
Of course it's a dwarf.
The dwarf has a dragonborn apprentice.
Okay, excellent.
And the two of them are busy at the forges.
Good day, I say as I Hello! Step into. And there's, of course, the sound. Ding, ding, ting. Ting.
Yeah.
I love that. Of the, that was so good.
I work on all that a lot.
Of course you do.
Hanging inside the shop are all sorts of pieces of armor. And I kind of whisper to my tabaxi fellow here, you know, that this stuff is of good to better quality, but nothing of excellent quality. I mean, I give a nod and a bit of respect to my dwarven folk, you know, who owns the shop, and I
say,
well, good day to you, fellow dwarf.
Well, hello. It's nice to see you.
Yes,
what
and
can
you,
I do for you?
May Moradin praise this shop. Huh?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. My friend here, my tabaxi friend here, we're looking for some light armor, light to medium armor, something that can keep him
nimble,
hi-ya! But also...
Hi-ya! And I jump up on the counter. Karate!
Clang, clang, shingling, clang.
Trust me. This is how he always is, so.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
He's got an interesting physique.
I have to be stealthy, see?
What about that there? And I point up to a bronze breastplate.
Mm.
It's a nice shimmering, kind of a goldy, bronzy color. And it just catches my eye. That's a very fine, actually, piece of armor right there. What say you on giving that to me for a fine price?
For a fine price? Sure.
What do you ask for something of that?
The most helpful you could be to me is to pay me a fair price for my work.
Can I pay you in karate moves? Hi-ya!
What is your name?
My name's Eldith.
Now I'm a bit argumentative because I'm trying to say, like, well, I don't think it'll fit you that well. I mean, you will certainly lose some of your ability to
Do you have a tail stealthy. Under there?
No.
You don't have a tail? What happened to your tail?
It was removed.
That's not my business. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Tell us, what is the cost of the breastplate?
400 gold.
Hmm. And what of the studded leather armor?
I charge 45.
Gold?
Yes.
Hmm. It's up to you, Tabaxi.
The studded leather armor makes more sense in the long run.
It is what you've always wanted, isn't it?
But I would like it embroidered, please, with this symbol. And I draw a symbol out on
What does this symbol look like, Harlan?
It's a... sort of like a bullseye. It's like a cross between a circle.
It's like crosshairs?
On it. It's like crosshairs, yeah.
You pay 45 gold, and you're going to pick up your armor tomorrow.
Is there any way I could pay a little extra to rush it?
I suppose. Zealous. She calls a dragonborn forward out of the back of the shop. She says, these nice people would like a rush job on some embroidery. Would you mind?
Oh, all right, Mum. I'll do it.
What would you like? And he takes the parchment from you that you've inscribed the symbol on, and he says, I'll do it in an hour.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
In the meanwhile, Kraloth has gone over to the Lion Shield Coster, I imagine.
Sure. Yep.
And he's gone through the grocery list of Jack's things and some incense and a pair of panties. Okay, all right. And
what color would you like?
Purple, actually.
Purple?
It's already here.
Indeed. Must be a spell component.
And I will purchase different materials myself. I'm going to buy 2 platinum rings.
Ooh.
And this is for a certain spell that I've been sitting on.
You can just check out the adventuring gear list in the player's handbook. And if you need any extra stuff.
Too bad.
I have a spell called Revivify.
Brag about it.
But it requires 300 gold pieces worth of diamond. But it can revive someone from dead.
Yeah, that's important.
What are the conditions on that spell?
You touch a creature that has died within the last minute. Ooh. That creature returns to life with one hit point. This spell can't return to life a creature that has died of old age, nor can it restore any missing body parts.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a it's a freebie for me.
That's going to be really useful. I almost promise Doran is going to die in the next few episodes.
I'm going to go into the apothecary, and I want to see if there's a potion that I can buy that'll bring someone back to life. So if it's Kraloth that goes down, we can give him a dose of something to bring him back.
That's like going into like a grocery store in our world and being like, "Do you have a food that will bring someone back to life?" I feel like that's not really like a common thing.
Potion of healing is the most common magical item that you're going to be able to find for sale. Mm-hmm. Typically, other magical items and potions, spell scrolls, that sort of thing, they're not as common. You wouldn't ever really find them in a store.
Okay, so then I'm going to get 4 health potions. How much are health potions?
50 gold.
Okay, so let's go for 4.
Yeah. Well, how many do we have already? Because we have one. We have a
heroism potion.
Which, because the heroism potion does temporary hit points, that would revive somebody, would it not? No.
Temporary hit points do not bring you up from 0.
That's good to know.
Jack, you head into the inn. You are guided to your room by Miros, who says, "With my compliments." Unless you guys want to do any specific exploration around the town, we can just fast forward time.
I think just before we decide to fast forward time, I would ask Miros and just say, "Is everything all right in town? Is there anything important? We are a few adventurers. Maybe we can help."
Yeah. Do you have any like heavy lifting that needs to be done? Any ways that I can help out? I mean, I got lots of energy. I got a full belly. I'm ready to do some work if I can help.
Well, thank you for the suggestion. There's lots of people in the square who might like your help.
Sure. Red?
Well, let's do it, buddy. I'll climb up on your shoulders like old times.
All right, yeah, let's just fast forward. I mean, assuming there's nothing really important.
Yeah, no, I mean, you help people unload casks of ale from wagons and whatever.
I wake up.
You gain a level!
Here we are. Rolled a 3 for some hit dice or hit points.
Rob, what's your favorite thing about Jack at level 5?
So level 5, Jack, I mean, so he spent the night, wakes up, doesn't get the full hours, 8 hours of sleep because he has to get up and rest. And he's got these 2 ideas for spells in his mind. He scrolls down a couple of third level spells because he gets third level spells.
What?
So, you know, the classic fireball counterspell that's on the list now.
Yeah.
And that's really Jack's deal when he wakes up.
Gotta love fireball.
Yeah. And if he has an extra hour after he wakes up, he would like to cast a spell. Assuming that there's a small bag full of charcoal and incense and herbs that got dropped off.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think he'd be like, "Kieran, let's give this a shot."
I'm scared.
Worst case scenario, you'll be back in this lovely owl form. But just think about all of those rats and toads and spiders that they've got back home that they teased us about for having. You know, we're your owl's great, but look at that sleek cat body, those wings. We can do this.
All right.
So, dismiss Kieran back to the other world. Almost immediately in the fireplace, build a little fire, burn the charcoal on it, put the herbs and the incense on there, and start chanting, drawing some symbols in the circle, and call forth Kieran's spirit from this fae spirit from the other world into the form of a Tressum, a winged cat.
They pull themselves out of the embers toward you. They unfurl their wings and examine their paws, retract claws in and out.
Yeah.
Hi, boss.
Hey, Kieran. How you feeling?
I feel great.
You guys want to know some cool things about Tressums?
Yes.
Tressums are intelligent. They're like intelligence 11. They're as smart as you or I. So they can understand the words you say now instead of just my psychic commands. Kieran, how you feeling?
I feel wonderful.
I feel good about this.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
There's a feast going on downstairs.
Let's check it out.
And as you descend the stairs, you see the sun dipping below the horizon. Golden Fields is responding by lighting thousands and thousands of lanterns and candles. People start bringing dishes out from the longhouses surrounding the town square. And the smell of good cooking is everywhere. Hundreds of home cooks working with the freshest produce and the highest quality of meats proudly carry their family recipes to the table to share with the whole town. There are bubbling cauldrons of rich stew, baskets of steaming golden rolls, gleaming fruit tarts, mounds of sweetly roasted vegetables, wheels of pungent cheese, casks of beer and wine, and it seems like the whole town has gathered to share everything all together. As the candlelit tables grow heavy with food and people, the feeling of comfort and belonging is truly special.
Red walks out in like this suit, and he's like, I borrowed it from Miros. And Miros is like,
it looks good on you.
I promise I'll give it right back. I just wanted to celebrate this high harvest for the first time properly. It seems like everybody's getting dressed up. I'm so excited.
He throws an arm around your shoulders. Thank you for coming to share your time with me.
Always.
And I see Jack's new familiar.
So I think where Rilix may have been like a more classic black or gray sort of cat, I think Kieran's got like a tortoiseshell kind of look, sort of the dark, almost greens and grays and other things in there. And the wings sort of carry that, those golds and dark colors on to all their tips.
Can I give them sapphire eyes?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Now that we're outside for the first time, why don't you stretch your wings, Kieran?
I'd love to. They take to the sky and circle around the sunset.
Slow motion.
Sapphire eyes, twinkling in the moonlight.
It's like a fucking...
Looking at power the ballad. Golden the fields.
Beautiful. Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, I mean, there are just hundreds of tables here. Everyone wants to share food with you. A little food fight erupts at one of the kids' tables.
And Red's like running away from it, like orchestrating it.
Yeah. What? Give me like one snapshot of how you guys are enjoying your time here.
Doran is moving around, shaking the hands of all the warriors and soldiers in the crowd, you know, giving thanks. Some people recognize Doran.
Can Doran be wearing something nice too?
Yeah. He's wearing like a neckerchief.
Yeah.
It's like a red and blue neckerchief.
Cute.
Spirals. And just on top of his armor. I mean, it doesn't doff his armor for
no
ever.
And I will note that I didn't ever tell the blacksmith my name. So some people are recognize me. The blacksmith obviously did not.
People know you to see you?
Some. Those soldiers who are more older, who may have been traveling around a lot more.
Is your axe like super
iconic?
Familiar? Iconic.
All, yeah. Yeah.
That's the word I'm
looking for. My axe is iconic. All my armor has little initials in the corner, like a DI.
Yeah, like one of the soldiers comes up to you and is like,
you're outfitted in entirely Ironfist steel. Must be a great fan of his.
Well, I am Doran Ironfist.
What? This is amazing. Oh, let me bring you a drink.
And again, I'm not trying to stroke my own ego, but, you know, I'm humble. I don't put myself above others. That's just Doran's personality, you know.
You had so much blood in your beard.
Kieran flies over to you, Jack, and lands lightly on the table and then leaps into your lap and curls up, and they say, I really like this, boss.
I'm really glad. I think it's really cool. I can't wait to show Torin.
And then they jump down, and I'm gonna go look for some mice, I think.
Sounds fun.
Kraloth, what are you doing this whole time?
Kraloth has somehow found himself with a lot of the mothers of the village. And he's just like, he's been helping them, like, you know, like fold laundry and...
You're in the back doing the washing up already?
Yeah, yeah. And so now, like, I've just been with them and they've been like, oh, can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? And they've got like, they've got little ones. Oh, can you hold my little one? So now Kraloth has like two, like... newborn babies just like staring up at him and he's just like looking down at them and just like completely mesmerized by them, and there's like a little toddler like climbing up his leg,
and I feel like Kraloth is like oblivious to all the women fawning over him.
Oh, can you do this for me, Kraloth? Oh, can you do this for me, Kraloth?
You know, yes, batting eyelashes.
A half elf like showing entirely too much cleavage is like trying to feed you some food off of her fork.
Don't mind if I do. My hands are a little full. Oh, it's delicious. You made this
like
yourself.
Like a chorus of like giggles accompany your every utterance.
Yeah. He just somehow was drawn to the infants, the babies, these new lives that are like are full of potential. And there's something that just really, it's like he craves this sort of being. He spends so much time in the one spectrum of life and death that the other side of it is
the
really
newborn child.
Refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The feast is attended by a halfling musician who strides confidently between the tables packed with people, strumming a lute and singing out with a clear voice, entertaining people. He seems to be well known among the populace. Folks are clapping him on the back. He's stealing a goblet of wine here, taking a swig, or grabbing someone's baked potato, and, you know.
'Tis high harvest time in the golden fields with sapphire eyes and other appeals.
Nice.
A+. The night grows late. People linger at the tables for a long time. You know, folks are putting babies to sleep and then coming back out to party.
Yeah, Red has definitely been like playing tag with the tot, like so the middle age kids, you know, between like 5 and like 10.
You're so fast.
Oh my God, so fast and like climbing trees. And, like even he even climbs Lifreless as well. Yeah. And he's like climbing up and like as he does it.
The amber eyes open and look at you in the face.
And I'm like, shh, don't say anything.
Oh, of course, I'll keep and your then, secret.
Like, as the kids are like below being like, Red, he like shakes me out and I fall to the ground like laughing and scamper and run back in the village.
Does they it pile occur, on and tickle you?
Does yeah. it occur to you, Red, to like play down to their abilities or are you trying to be the best at hide and seek?
Totally trying to be the best, but also like not aware of the difference between the kids and me. Ages. Like, yeah, it's yeah. this is where Red's just like there. Like he's literally an hour ago eating dinner next to two people who he's just bored with. And he's like, right. Oh, yeah, very good. Yes, you sound like Jack. And then these kids like come up and they're like, well, what do you look like? And he's like, do you want to play?
That was
and then
good.
He's just like off running
I just
around.
Imagine, I just imagine the scene like you like falling funny. Out of the tree and all the kids laughing. And then one of the adults like, kids, it's time for pumpkin pie.
I'm like, pumpkin pie!
And all run the kids after are running. Yeah. And you're all like sitting beside each other, oh, elbows yeah. up. And like getting as much in my mouth as I can.
One little girl like picks up a handful of whipped cream and puts it on your nose and then you look at her and then all of a sudden the entire like table is covered
that's
in whipped cream.
That's the food fight from earlier. Yeah. And, then you see me like running by and like Kraloth sees me from the corner of his eye.
You're like Miros's fancy suit is like covered in covered leaves yeah. and like yeah. gravy.
Totally.
Jack, what are you doing?
I mean, he goes to find Z in the table full of awkward people who don't really know what to say at parties.
Yeah, there's a bunch of there's a bunch of druids and clergy who are kind of.
And he spends a lot of time at, like sort of connecting with them a little bit, talking about golden fields and what this year was like and how the just trying to dance around any subjects that are hard, but also like none of us are good at that.
You notice that all the druids are using wooden utensils because they don't touch metal.
Nice.
All that stuff.
And Doran's kind of standing over by a select few obvious soldier type people and they're like
grunting next to each other.
Well, and we're kind of going over like moves and you can see me. I grab like the tip of someone's sword and I bring it down lower. I'm like, no, you want to be here. You want
to
be here.
You guys have all had like 4 glasses of wine.
Yes.
And you're just loose enough to like share your secrets
little bit? No, far too much looser than that. And you can see, you know, with every piece of advice on battle Doran gives, he takes another big swig of his beer and then they laugh and jolly. And then there's some, you know, some friendly, they're even play fighting, you know, ting, 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 ting. Hey, cheers. And then more ting, ting,
I think
ting.
Jack's the sort of nerd seeing that the druids have their own utensils is like, maybe this is an opportunity. I've got this Uthgart utensil that found at a dig site that like to show off this
the
like,
bone?
here's this like 100-year-old artifact I found somewhere. And just to be like, maybe they'll be interested because utensils, it's like the most tenuous connection of something that would be interesting. But
yeah, next scene from across the table, who's a woman who you haven't really fully met yet. Mm. She peers over her spectacles at you in the dim candlelight and she says, that's very interesting. I believe I've written a paper on the Uthgardian barbarians.
Really?
Yes, I've published it in Waterdeep in the Library of Kossoth.
Oh, well, I'll have to get that out of the library next time I'm there. That sounds fascinating. I didn't get a lot of chance to explore this dig much. Once we discovered it was an Uthgart burial mound, we didn't want to disturb it further and wanted to find the proper people to ask before.
No,
we...
No, indeed. You don't want to rile up the Uthgard barbarians any more than they normally are, of course.
So you're from Waterdeep?
Oh, I am indeed, yes. I'm a member of the Watchful Order of Magists and Protectors. This is part of my annual sojourn here.
Jack sort of laughs a little bit because there's a version of reality where he was her and he got sent to the weird places and he got like, it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I bet we know a bunch of people in common. My father's the Lord Wands.
Really? Does that make you Jack?
That is me yet, or Johannes, as he would call me.
I believe I am a colleague of your sister, Olana.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's one of the first people who taught me magic. She's...
Small world.
Well, you know, the mages of Waterdeep, we keep tabs on each other, whether you like it or not.
Indeed. Well, I'll be sure to keep tabs on you, young Jack.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Hopefully your watch over Golden Fields goes without trouble. And we won't miss too many of the lovely feasts back in Waterdeep.
Indeed. So the night grows long. People start heading off to bed.
Dara, did you have a nice night? Did you have a nice night, friend? Kraloth, where were you? I saw you with babies in your arms.
No, none of them were mine.
Oh, not yet.
I had a very tiring night, I tell you.
Do you like babies, though?
Kraloth.
We should adopt a baby, Kraloth. After all this is over, what do you say? Browing out, being daddy.
I don't know if I have the energy. I mean, the dead are one thing, but the living with that much life, not much poop.
Doran stumbles toward you. Kraloth. He jumps up. I'll be your baby. And he jumps into your arms.
I'll let you be our baby. And I like come up hugging the other side of the arm so Doran's between us. And I'm like, this is the most ugliest baby I've ever seen.
A blonde woman, a human with these like chocolatey eyes, walks up to you and she's, so, Kraloth, are you staying at the inn tonight?
And I turn to Doran and I'm like, maybe we won't need to adopt a baby. Let's go, Doran. I like pull Doran from Kraloth's arm and the two of us like walk off.
Why, yes, I will be at the inn tonight.
And you'll be here in town for a little while, I hope.
I do hope so as well, yes.
Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
I do hope so. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Skips off.
Do you know her name?
She was Marie Marinette.
I think it was Sir Cubus.
Loxane.
Succubus.
Wait. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Of course I know her name.
Doran. And I put Doran down by the front door. I kind of imagine these like Western swingy doors.
Saloon doors.
And we see like the crackling of this like bonfire out maybe like 30 feet from the front. And like Jack sort of still at the table of awkward. And we're like, Jack, come here. Let's go outside.
And it's like a neat kind of, cobblestone road, but then there's a sunken pit meant for bonfires.
Oh, yeah,
that's about, right kind of 30 feet out from the front of the tavern.
And like as we're approaching, Built-in we see seats. The last people of the night kind of like leave.
Yeah.
So Doran and I drunkenly approach as I'm...
Yeah, Jack will come over and join you at the sort of as he walks home.
And we grab a couple logs
there's a couple of poking sticks.
Yeah.
I love a good poking stick. What do you say, Jack? And I hand you a poking stick.
You know, there's something primal about playing with fire, and Jack can't help but like roll a log over and try and, get it to light the fire a little brighter, a little burn a little better.
Maybe you're thinking about your new spell that you've just learned, Fireball.
I mean, it's always in the back of his head. He's cooking on stuff, but...
Did you get a name? I yell towards the door of the bar as Kraloth's walking out. Miss Chocolate-Eyed Little Ditty you had a conversation with.
We'll see about that. We'll see how things go. We can talk about other things, though.
And like Red is stretched out on like a log, like lying down with his back, his like head towards the sky.
Doran rolls a log into the fire, reaching too far in, and singes his bloody beard.
Your hand's on fire, Doran.
So here we are, start of a new month, and we've done everything we had to do. What do we do next? Where do you guys want to go? What do you think we do?
I guess we ask him. And I point up towards like the stars, and I'm like, isn't that what he said, Zephyros? With some holy ordained some nonsense about being the ordinary thing.
Red, are you suggesting we pray to find an answer?
I'm not saying me. You three are the prayers. Just see what we're gonna do.
By the light of Moradin, may we be guided to do what's right.
Kralov, you're the one that knows this stuff. What do we do? How do we find our way forward?
Kralov stares into the fire for a little while. And then he clasps his hands together. And he speaks up, and he looks up at the stars, and he says, O Kelimvor, god of life and death, I sense that the balance is off, that the scales are wrong. And here we are, standing on the fulcrum. Please guide us. Guide us back to bring balance to Faerun in the best way we can help.
Kralov, what's a fulcrum?
That's the balance point on a teeter-totter.
Your hand's on fire again, Doran. Look, I'm sure a sign will come to us, but I'm going to bed.
Red drunkenly stands up and like walks around the fire and like pats each on the shoulder as he heads off towards the tavern.
Good night, Red. Well, friend.
Good night.
Good night.
See you next time.
Doran looks at both of you and says,
we really gotta figure out what we're doing with these giants if we're gonna help these people. But I need to get to sleep. Good night.
And he stumbles off. And
yeah, I think Jack is sort of there thinking pensively, thoughts about the future, and then maybe retires inside to write a couple of letters.
Kralov sits by the fire for a little while longer, and just before heading to bed, looks to the sky and says, Kelimvor, I will wait for your sign.
After the four of you have been in bed for a couple of hours, a mighty yell shatters the night's silence.
We're under attack!
Oh, there it is.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed, please consider following us on Twitter or Instagram. See you next week!
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, battle's coming in golden fields tonight. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Kelimvor. Yeah, got the Kelimvor, gotta keep us safe, cause we're gonna eat space. I don't know, but it rhymes, and that's a real important thing. Gonna battle, gonna take that axe and swing. What? Cut off a head, throw it into the cave. We got Doran on my right, gonna make him pay. We got Jack with his glasses, but so does Justin have them now. Where are your glasses? You weren't wearing glasses before, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Do you have glasses now? Do you have glasses?
Reading glasses.
Oh.
I'm far-sighted. My eyes are blighted. I don't know how to read when I don't wear glasses. Hided. I don't know what hided means, but I'm going to say it anyway because this is green. Rhymes with... Oh, thanks.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Feel it coming in the air.
Oh, Lord.
Feel it coming in the air tonight. Boom,
boom. I've been waiting for this moment
for
all my life.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Oh, Lord.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
Oh, Lord. Lathander on my right. Kelimvor on my left. Got Asmodeus behind me. Stay behind me, devil. Stay behind me.
We'll do some Kanye, and I'll just...
Yeah, that was very Kanye.
Devil behind me.
And Kanye is also very, like, blown out like this.
Kanye here, blown out. Can't really get a clear audio for some reason because they don't know how to level the mixes. His new album is absolutely terrible. I can say that because I listen
blow
to it.
Blow that bass up.
Blow it out. Blow it out. She's getting minis ready. That's why we're rapping. Getting ready some minis. It's happening.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.